The following is an original article from the March 13, 1863 issue of Boston's abolitionist newspaper, The Liberator. Meeting in aid of the 54th Regiment, Massachusetts Volunteers. A meeting in aid of the 54th Regiment, Colonel Shaw, was held at a private house on Tuesday, March 3rd. In spite of a violent storm, a large number of ladies and gentlemen assembled, who were animated by the most hearty enthusiasm and earnest desire to do their utmost to make this regiment as well appointed and useful as any in the service. Colonel Shaw was present and gave encouraging accounts of the progress of enlistments and of the excellent behavior of the men now in camp at Reedville. He considered them fully up to the average of men whom he had seen elsewhere in service. A committee of 6 ladies and 4 gentlemen was chosen to carry out the purposes of the meeting by procuring all necessary comforts for the regiment and a banner to be presented to them at a proper time. It was stated that the New Bedford Company would come provided with their full outfit by their own patriotic fellow citizens. All friends of this good cause are cordially invited to cooperate with the committee. Mr. J. H. Stevenson, treasurer, will be happy to receive contributions of socks, towels, handkerchiefs, thread, needles, or any other articles necessary for the soldier, or donations in money at his office, No. 12 Arch Street, Boston. Contributions may also be left at the office of the Sanitary Commission in Summer Street. By March 1863, Colonel Robert Gould Shaw had become a celebrity in Boston, attending dinner parties and gatherings where he delivered short speeches about recruiting and the progress of the black soldiers in camp. On one occasion, he arrived to meet with a ladies' committee which had formed to help the 54th. This is likely the meeting referenced in the article I have just read. It is mentioned in Russell Duncan's excellent book on Shaw and the 54th, called When Death and Glory Meet. Duncan gives us some wonderful insight into the human side of the man who would become a Civil War hero. Arriving for the meeting with a light heart and jaunty step, and expecting 4 women, he later told his sister Effie that, stepping into the parlor, a fearful sight met my terrified gaze. There sat what seemed to me about 17,000 ladies and 2 men. I was brought forward, as to the slaughter, in a terrible perspiration.